This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The latest report on the coronavirus worldwide, more than 9.6 million cases with a death toll nearing 490,000. The tallies are from Johns Hopkins University. Here in the United States, COVID-19 is reasserting itself in a major way, with more than half the states hit with climbing case numbers. As a whole, the country has set a record for new infections. The totals to this point, 2.4 million cases, the highest in the world, at a cost of more than 124,000 lives lost. Many states, notably among them Texas, are pausing their reopenings as cases surge. Texas has played a leading role in efforts to jumpstart state economies devastated by the pandemic. Now it is apparently paying the price. Texas has been setting daily highs for new virus cases. Governor Greg Abbott says the pause is designed to help check the spread of the disease until the state can safely enter the next phase of its reopening process. His state has experienced record numbers of COVID hospital admissions every day for 2 weeks. Elective surgeries in major cities in Texas are being suspended to free up hospital beds. The mayor of Austin told CNN a short time ago his city's hospitals will soon be overwhelmed. The case count in Texas is approaching 135,000 with more than 2,300 deaths. Cases rose across the United States by almost 40,000 on Thursday, the largest one-day increase since the pandemic arrived here. Also reporting record numbers in COVID cases this week, Alabama, Arizona, California, Florida, Idaho, Mississippi, Missouri, Nevada, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Wyoming. Arizona has had three straight days of at least 3,000 virus transmissions, and over the past week, 23% of Arizona's corona tests have come back positive, nearly triple the national average. A White House coronavirus task force briefing, the first in nearly 2 months, is scheduled for today at midday. Coming to you by remote, this is VOA News. India finds